everybody. Welcome to the Brain Trust Podcast. My name is Adam Vass, and I'm a tabletop game designer in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And my name's Lee Obst. I'm a tabletop game designer in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Adam, you have 5 feet between you and the enemy dragoon, and you check your morale score, and how are you doing?
It's plus zero. It's just a full random swing.
I'm trusting the dice to tell me what my morale is.
Yeah, I have no bonuses and no banes, just full random.
Today we're talking about tactics in celebration of the Tech Jam Tactics Jam.
Tech Jam is back. Tuke Jam. It's the second jam. One.
The Tuke Tick. Yeah, it's Tech Jam. I already got some itch.io spam on it, which means that I've made it.
Nice.
Like, the jam's real.
Like one of those, like a Flash game where it's like a platformer about a dog getting a bone or whatever?
Yes, but it is a Sonic-like game. So it's like Sonic. Someone uploaded 2 Sonic games, and it made me think of like, okay, like, did someone go off and make like a Sonic Tactics game? Like a Mega Man Battle Network, but it's Sonic and shit. And no, but it makes me think of, like, you know, what if Sonic was considering some supply routes, or, you know, if you were playing a, you know, war game and one of your units was Sonic, it would probably change up the equation a little bit.
Oh yeah, Sonic's a game breaker. Sonic is the character that makes you reassess all the other characters.
Sonic himself is something of a Chaos Emerald when introduced to a war game, to something tactical.
This is going to be interesting because I don't know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think we know what we like.
It's never stopped me before from... I've definitely played tactics games, but I mentally... I keep them in a different pocket than role-playing.
Yeah, 2 pockets.
I feel like they're... For me as a player, or also how I design, they're almost like antithetical to one another.
Yeah, it is definitely a challenge. I've really dove in this for the last few months working on Torque, and it is like a change for your brain, but when you start thinking in it, it's interesting to like... develop a tactical framework and then find everything that it can do and what you want it to do.
Yeah, so how would you define what tactics are?
There is like the old school actual fighting war definition that like there is strategy and tactics, and strategy is like macro, you know, moving platoons and shit. And, you know, imagine you are in some kind of British manner scooching some soldiers across Europe with a little stick. That's strategy. Tactics is you are getting scooched by a little stick. Yeah, it's more like low impact, like moment to moment stuff. As far as RPGs are concerned, something that's tactical will have some kind of granularity when it comes to movement or spatial reasoning, not reasoning, like spatial relationships from one place to another.
Right.
Whether you're measuring it with squares. Like, that's a hallmark of tactical games when you have a like base unit of measurement being time or space.
Right. A hex is 1 mile, a square is 5 feet, or a round is 10 seconds or whatever.
Yeah, a round is 7 seconds. I love when rounds are between 6 and 10 seconds. How did we get there?
Tactics. It was a tactical decision.
Yeah, I actually count in base 6, so that's why. For me. Yeah. I mean, let me just straight up look up the
Webster's dictionary.
Webster's. On my phone, I am closing a diagram for how to make a circle in Minecraft.
In theory, you could never.
It's not so simple, is it?
A circle, because you would need like a pi dimension cube.
Yeah, I've got pi cube. Yeah, I've got divider cube. So tactics are the specific actions or steps you undertake to accomplish your strategy.
Okay, so I guess this is not a super fascinating example, but I played Tenderfoot Tactics quite a bit last year, which I recommend. It was really fun. You're different goblin styles, and you play on a square grid, and you do little combat scenarios.
I remember that game from appearing under your name for a while.
Yeah. I played it a lot on Steam, and I enjoyed it. But so, yeah, my strategy is to win or to wipe out the other team. And the tactics are, I want my knight to jump to this space and stab this guy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think that's why it doesn't particularly, in the past, interest me in a role-playing sense. Because tactics are used generally, one, for combat, and two, and I guess this is an extension of combat mentality, but to win. And I don't generally care about win-loss in role-playing.
Interesting. Just to expand the definition a little, on the Tech Jam page, I said squares, hexes, distance plays, morale, hair games, no-hit challenges, any flavor of tactics from war games to grid maps to abstract systems to lyrical explorations. Stretch the definition however you want.
Yeah, I would argue most turn-based combat in general, even something like Troika or, I mean, shit, even a PBTA combat theater of the mind thing, because you have a short-term goal, which is general, it is to end the combat scenario, generally by winning. I think all of those turn-based things kind of are tactical. However present, I guess, or however aware the player is that they're performing tactics.
Yeah. Well, I wonder where we can go for, like, how do we make very heavy in-character role-playing a signature part of whatever piece of tech or tactics thing? Because I think it's definitely possible, but you kind of have to engage a different part of the brain. I'm actually a brain scientist, and the being character part of your brain and the tactics cortex are not connected.
I have a thought that is weird, but it might not be anything, it might be something, but this makes me think of just how PBTA moves work, right? You have the trigger and the consequence. When you do X, Y happens. And usually there's a die roll in between, but not always. And I wonder if there's something there. Because there's also that amazing graphic that made its way through Twitter that exists somewhere in my camera roll of the mechanical and narrative X and Y spectrum. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah.
A mechanical trigger that has a mechanical output is XX, but a mechanical trigger that has a narrative output is XY, and you have four permutations of combos. So anyway, a role-playing forward tactical thing, I think you have role-playing triggers of,
yeah, when that's a good point.
You lose, or when you double down on your argument, when you start to let your emotions overcome your logical brain, like some kind of like character or acting or role playing trigger, your consequences could be like move one measure of distance closer to the enemy, or manipulate. And, you know, this is difficult because I'm also picturing the table of, like, spaces. Because I'm thinking too of, I'm thinking of chess. I think chess is probably, it is a strategy thing. It's less tactical, but each piece has, because each piece has a unique movement style. That's kind of what I'm picturing the tactics as. So I'm imagining a piece, a character piece, and its chess style movement is decided by a move. So like, when it's doing good, a 10 plus, you can move this piece as a queen.
On a interesting.
7 to 9, you move this as a knight. So it's still interesting, powerful, but has less options. And then on a 6 minus, move it as a pawn. So it can only move in a very small distance in a particular direction.
You know how there are those chess puzzles that are like preset chess boards that have a particular solution? What if like the scenario that you plop into is a chess puzzle and you and the other player both on either side have a piece that represents you and you have to trigger the moves to solve the board in your way by getting to those fictional triggers?
To zoom that out even, you could have like hot spots on the board.
Cool.
So like which one of our player pieces is going to reach G3 first? That's not the end state, but maybe reaching G3 is either a contained move or some kind of like narrative goal. It could be something literal, like in this space is a holy weapon that, you know, it's prophesied whoever can wield it is going to be God or whatever. But it could also just be like the first player to reach G3 has an excellent point.
And like, or like getting to G3 represents that you're winning prom king at prom.
Yeah. Yeah. You're making kind of incremental progress towards the end state.
And the scenario or whatever just moves that hotspot, or the hotspot can then fall onto other pieces that represent challenges or something like that. Like you physically have to take a piece before the other player, and then you can move with that piece, or that it's somehow incorporated into this sort of pre-built narrative thing.
This is weird because it's reminding me of playing the Fast and Furious board game recently.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a list of basic moves that all the players can do at any time, which is basically like move up to X spaces, have your character jump out of the car, whatever. But then there's a deck of, I think they're called stunt cards, and these are very particular moves that you can do to basically approach your end goal. So like the scenario we did, we were trying to take down a tank on the highway. And the way that we did that was by manipulating the enemy SUVs to basically crash into the tank.
That's cool.
And so sometimes you would get these special, and you could do it with your basic moves, but it was really difficult. These special moves would come and say like, oh, if you have a player-operated vehicle on either side of an enemy SUV, you can do a slingshot maneuver or whatever. And, like, you use these extra powerful moves to further your end goal. But
the shake and bake.
They are like that. They're, like, named like that, and they all have, like, a fun flavor sentence.
That's great. And I love that.
That's where a lot of our, we like injected role playing came from too. We were describing things like we were watching Fast and Furious, which wasn't in the rules. It's just such like a beautiful thing that happens sometimes. But anyway, you have at the start of the game one of those, and it slides down in a way similar to how Torque kind of emulates that you're moving along a path. The cards slide down, so at most you have three of these special moves available. And then if you were to gain a fourth one, the first one goes away. So I like having cards be these options. And I think, as we were talking, like, you know, if G3 is a special spot, that doesn't mean it's the only one. Like, maybe there's something that you do that reveals more hotspots. And then...
And time-sensitive hotspots.
Yeah, and they're out there for whatever duration until they're not. Like, having those be dynamic, too, in the same way that the moves that you're using to approach them are dynamic. Like, that sounds really cool.
Ship it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great. Want to take a break and talk about some more?
Yeah.
And we're back on the Brain Trust podcast. We're talking about tactics. I'm wondering what a tactical game that uses only voice or Discord looks like.
Yeah. I was considering this too, because so much of the pretense of tactics is grid-based. Or like distance, or having a way to measure that relative distance seems important.
Mm-hmm. But what if the distance measurement was a different object that has... I'm thinking of, like, we both are placed in some page of a book, of the same book, and we have to get to a midpoint or something using this book in some way, like moving numbers of pages or finding stuff on the page to share or use, and then you create, like, a different experience reading something you might already be familiar with.
So that's really interesting, because even before we get into the shared text, which I think is really interesting and cool, the pretense of cooperative tactics is also kind of fresh, right?
Yeah. Like,
tactics are so commonly army versus army or whatever combat, you know, it's just like the idea that we are tactically working towards a shared goal is already kind of unique.
And this one is just, let's not lose.
I mean, if
let's both be responsible for not losing.
Theme it as like an escape from New York.
we love it. We love it. That you're both in some kind of mist hell, like you're in Riven. I haven't played any of these, okay, but I know that you're in a book and there's a trickster that puts you in a book, and so you got to get out, and so you're using the tools of the book to destroy the book prison.
Yeah, I dig. I wonder, there was some game that I played that was like a 200 word RPG, so there's no way I'm gonna find it now. This was a few years ago too. But basically you played your like skill list was basically a page from a pulp book. You would tear it out and like mark on it and stuff. And whenever you took damage, you would like draw through full lines of text.
That's cool.
And you could basically use any sequential series of words from that page as an ability for your character until it was crossed out.
Radical.
I do like the destructive nature. I wonder, so to circle back, because we were talking about digital friendly.
Right.
This isn't necessarily, although when we played The Cars in the Front Yard, we did have shared destructive text.
Yeah, true. That was a tactical game.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
You had to plan ahead on, like, if I say these words, what's available? What's left. But I like it. Oh, it kind of also, we've talked about on the show before, of like Wikipedia speedruns.
Yes, right.
Of like, what if we are in a spaceship that's in some kind of crisis, and we both open Wikipedia and click the random page button, and we need to meet somewhere. We're trying to
yeah.
find one another right. before this ship explodes. how do you chain things together in a series of like hyperlinks or whatever to get to literally the same page.
Wow, I kind of want to play this right now.
Yeah, let's do it, actually.
Sound good.
So,
all right.
Just as this a is weird, like a Wikipedia. Why isn't it not autofill? Let's lay out a couple quick concepts, I guess, rules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're both going to go to a random page.
Look at today's featured article.
Shoom
was a weekly all-nighter dance music event held in nightclubs in London.
Huh. It evolved around the classical hallucinogenic LSD.
I was just reading that.
Classical.
Kind of, you know, Mozartian.
Okay, so we're going to go to random articles. And then we are going to try to meet somewhere. I think the main rule is we only can click blue text. Like, we're not going off of Wikipedia at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And
so every click because we're starting with this, you know, fiction forward, we love the narrative element. Let's, before we click and after we click, we see, you know, we both establish where we're at and where we're clicking, and then we find how the result goes. Does that sound good?
I wonder. Yeah, I think we try to integrate some aspect of the article that we get to, like each interstitial one, into like our experience.
Oh wait, I have an idea. Yeah, that's great. We should have some kind of not perfect communication. So maybe we, every time we go to a new article, we flip a coin, and that's the person who gets to say what they're on. And so you might be getting closer, but you might be getting further away, and...
Yeah, so let's both, like, add some narrative thing, but only one person can say... Maybe only one person...
Like you mentioned, taboo style, you can reference the page that you're on without actually saying it.
Mm.
Like, as some part... Okay, so we are two astro-archivists that we hold the, you know, universe's library in our space station. It's like the seed bank, the frozen seed bank, but it's for books and shit, USB drives. And we are going through... Something happened, and... Maybe we're like partly connected mentally to the station, so we have to physically move through this idea space while also handling whatever invasion or issue is going on here.
Yeah, it could even just be like a tech virus or something like that's threatening the information library.
It's a tech virus,
and we need to meet in the same place to access. We have two keys.
Yes, you need two of course, keys.
We need two keys to shut it down.
And then should we set a time limit? Like, how many pages can we go before
there's a problem? We definitely should, but I wonder what a realistic number is. I think one of my favorite things of using numbers in story games is getting down to the wire. Like in Cobwebs, the odds that you... do 12 complete scenes or that Doom reaches 6 are extremely close to one another. So almost every game is going to get to 10 scenes and be like, oh shit, like it's really tense.
Okay. So how about the game is in three phases. The first phase, we each can do one click a turn. Second phase, we do two clicks a turn before saying anything. And the last phase, we do three clicks a turn.
And let's say to how long each phase is. I think we just do three articles in each one, like three moves.
Yeah, okay. So in the first one, we'll do 3-1 clicks. Second one, we'll do 3-2 clicks. And third one, 3-3 clicks.
Yeah, I gotta get a pen out so that I know how many.
Yeah, let me figure out what my character's name is. All right, our space station... Oh, we'll use the base... that's perfect. We're just, like, on Wikipedia, so we have everything. Okay. my page. How much information should we give each other? No, I'm just trying to, like, I'm going to give myself a name. Phase 2, phase 3. And I'll tally it there. And I'll give my name. And let's figure out some optional goals. Maybe, like, the closer we connect to each other, you know, we can get a little check mark. And with 3 check marks, we've achieved, like, a social goal.
Yeah, maybe one per phase. We have
these. Oh, that's great.
Mini goals and the meta goal, which is getting to the same page.
Great. We'll see what happens there. Okay. I'll be heads and you be tails.
Great.
Or wait, do we each flip our own coin?
No, just do it that way, guy. I don't want to get up.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a Canadian coin. So instead of heads and tails, it's queens and moose.
Okay.
You know, like the tail on all the American coins?
Classic tail.
Tail! A little piece of tail. That's what I love about the USD quarter. All right. So do we say... We should both share what page we're on right now, and then we go in.
Well, I'm on the home page. I'm just waiting. I'm on wikipedia.org. There's just in the left toolbar a button that says random article.
Great. Okay, smack it.
Okay.
So, this is... Okay. I'm gonna flip.
Yep.
Tails, that's you.
Okay. Maybe we're on comms or something. Is that what you're picturing for?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to work with. This is I would argue this is a stub.
I'm on a page that says connected to Discogs, so you know I'm in hell. Absolutely vanishing.
I am... So, okay, I'm just going to freestyle, because I was going to ask more rules things, but I think I'm rifling through the files. It's sort of a Space Jam 2-esque physical manifestation of digital space, right?
Yes, okay.
And, I grab onto this like whooshing file and cling to it as it sort of swings around, and it starts to kind of putter as soon as I grab it. It's like out of fuel. It seems it doesn't take me very far, and while doing so, I can actually feel the file itself like decrease in temperature. It's my fingertips actually kind of get stuck to this frost that's forming over the file, and before it comes to like a completely frozen halt, I like log it in whatever we have, like scanners or some shit, and I log it, and I just kind of like double foot press leap off of it and grab onto the next file, and all I really have time to say before the whole thing freezes and shatters is like, we have to act fast or something. I just, in a panic, log this file and get the hell off of it before I kind of go down with the ship.
Great. Hit a tally and advance a page.
Do you also click, are you clicking another page?
Yeah, I'm advancing, but I can't say.
Right.
Because I didn't get, yeah.
This I guess already cool. There, if this was more tactical, I would reveal more about what I was reading, right?
I think I got some stuff from that.
I did. I wasn't actually pulling from anything except for that the article was so scant.
Okay, so fine.
We might have just wasted a turn, but we're play storming, so let's keep going.
No, that's what happened. You were in... Yeah, I can see because we... The only way we can track each other are through our access records, and that's why we're seeing,
okay,
you know, where we are. It's like the station itself is like a physical library stacks, and so I can see that, like, you were in the stub hell at some extremity of the space station. And currently, from my point of view, I am upside down, but the camera is right side up, and it's like this, you know, Dutch angle, as there is music, classical music, just screaming in my ears. Like, something happened, and what I was listening to, the gain got shifted all the way up, and you hear some classical music, not classical hallucinogenic music like we're so familiar with, but yeah, I didn't even flip, so that would have been my head, so yeah. I forgot to flip.
That's great.
Great.
I'm cursing, but just as a meta, I'm looking through the page for what I will click next.
That's cool.
This is my tactic.
Yeah. Knowing what I said. Right. Okay, great. So now I'm going to click something. And you click, and then I flip a coin. It's heads, which is me again.
Okay, wait a second. I haven't clicked yet. I ended up on a very long article this time.
Nice. I am pulling myself out of the music, finding that I am in one of the perfectly soundless rooms that the NASA has made, and you wish so badly you would go to. and it is, it looks like some kind of symphonic room with like vaulted ceilings, and I can see that the shimmering glassiness of space is just beyond what is a domed ceiling made for arcing sound off perfectly.
Wow. Awesome.
Okay,
came up with a thought of
to
Apple F, Command F, the Wikipedia page. And when I have a idea, I can actually see in this article if there's something that might get me closer.
Oh, that's great.
But I'm coming up a little short.
Okay, well, I clicked mine.
Okay.
So that was two for me and only one for you.
Oh, so
how do we do it that way?
I think we have shared. I think we just ended the first phase.
Great, cool.
Yeah, because since this is a co-op, we want to get to the same place.
And we'll make it so each person goes at least once. So if you have two and the other person doesn't have any. Yeah, cool. Great. Do we get the optional challenge? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think that's if we're feeling a particular synergy.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Oh, maybe. Okay, wait. Maybe that thing is like, you can somehow communicate back to me, and I can confirm yes or no something.
Okay. Maybe it's a yes or no question, and maybe at the end of each phase, that's just it. Like, I can, whoever, because we have three turns per phase, whoever got less stuff asks the other person a yes or no question. That just sort of makes the next round maybe excel. Maybe we probably should have done this at the opposite, like one at the start, because at the end of round three, it doesn't matter if we're. Well, I guess
good idea.
The question at the end of round three is: are we on the same page?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, so my yes or no question is: I think this might be just the format of question without being too specific. Is the page that you're on for a location?
No.
Okay.
I did just advance to a page after saying my thing.
Was the last one a location?
Because
I can't know what you're on if you clicked into two.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll go back. So I'll pre-select my thing. It is a type of location.
Okay.
Is your page, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is your page a stub?
No.
Okay.
All right, we're in phase two now, so after each article we click twice. to try to get closer.
Okay, great. And I'm going to execute my click. Flipping a coin. It's heads again. All right. Wait, do I do one click here or two clicks?
One, because that was the end of round one.
I see. Okay, yeah. So I'm on my newest click. All right. Yes, I see the glassy space dome, and then I look down there's all these intersecting hallways that go to the guts of the ship, and I am going down beneath the stage to where the instruments are, because we have to recreate all this music in space. Right, so like we record new versions with the newest technology every 200 years, as it happens, to get the most lossless format. And so I am around the grand pianos and violins and harpsichords that are in this space.
Great. Very cool. Okay.
Okay, now I click twice. See, now I'm like, do I want to try and get to a specific page, or do I want to go to a very broad page?
Right, I think that's part of it.
And you can't go backwards. Okay, I've got mine.
Huh.
Tails.
Okay. I am still kind of just rifling through this space, and I am trying to crawl into like a really small crevice, like a
it's kind of a stub.
I think.
What'd you say?
No. It's just physically tight. It's maybe not meant for me. It's a place where we keep more files, but these files are particularly guarded from a history even before ours. The people who built the vessel that we're on were actually like afraid that we might contaminate in some way. So these particular files are in a really tight storage. Argue it is the opposite space of where you are, lost full. And
okay, yes.
And I'm like only just able to get in between these plates of storage to kind of weasel my way into a direction that I think you're headed in.
I know. Okay, great. Wow, this is exciting now, because I know where you are and where you're trying to go.
You did one in phase two, right? This was the second turn of phase two?
After saying mine, I clicked twice.
Yes, great. So,
now we
have just said mine, and I will click twice.
Okay. Can I talk to the listeners for a second?
Please do, because I'm going to take a second to find something to click on.
Yeah. Well, I can't communicate to you what it is.
Yeah, I can take my headphones off for a second.
Okay. I will... And then opposite wise, I'll take mine off.
I will give you I'll just count out loud because I'm wearing headphones. I can't communicate with you.
I'll send you a Skype message.
Okay, that's probably smarter.
Yeah. If you want, you can start counting out loud.
I'm taking my headphones off now.
Right. Adam is on a page for compression. So I am... We'll just see if he guesses mine right. I was on the page for classical music, and I'm on for harmony. They just said PayPal.
I thought I got a text.
Gosh, okay. I'm going to try and get to compression.
Oh.
And I'm taking my headphones off.
Okay, cool. My headphones are on. Are yours off? Are you there? Okay, I hear typing, so they are off. I don't know actually what I'm supposed to be doing. I think I'm supposed to relay the journey that I've been on, but I started with...
PayPal.
Are you listening to me? I started... My first article was a member of Parliament in Bangladesh, and that was the stub. I've worked my way through the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, the economy of Bangladesh, and now I got on a streak. I'm on newsprint, printing press. My last one was screen printing, and now I'm in the do-it-yourself article, and I think Will is in some kind of music or record. I think we're going to... my goal is to meet in some kind of record space. Now I'm going to text Will and say, let's go.
Hey.
Okay. So...
ready to rock?
Yeah, we've got one more turn in phase two.
Great. Let me... I still haven't decided where to click.
Okay.
This is
what they say when role-playing for an audience is different. Actual play is not the same as just table play.
Yeah, this is different. This is actual play Storm.
Without any of the time that we would afford ourselves to think about what we're doing.
No, we're just narrating what we're doing out loud. That was a clear misclick on my part. That happens. And I'm going to go ahead one more.
I think we might actually get there.
I think we will, honestly. All right. Yeah, I'm flipping a coin for our last round of round two. Last turn of round two. That's a tails.
Okay. So after I kind of squeeze out through this place, I guess like through the ducting, I emerge in what feels like a vacuum almost in this sort of technical storage. The place that I'm in is quite, I would say, decrepit, starting to sort of, it's not well as well kept as the rest of our ship, and likely because we're not supposed to be in this area, so it's just sort of fallen by the wayside and not being worked on or actively developed in the same way. And I'm kind of looking around. There are a lot of tools and devices that I could use if only I could make sense of them. They feel very rudimentary. Definitely not relative to my technological expertises that landed me this position on the ship. And so I'm just sort of like picking them up and putting them back down and trying to make sense of all of these really unique kind of makeshift devices that don't seem to have rhyme or reason.
Cool.
And before, so that will be the end of phase two. So why don't we ask our round ending questions before clicking? Because that might inform what we click on.
Yeah, totally. So I have a question, but I don't know if strategically you should ask first.
I went twice in a row, so you have more information on where I am than where...
Okay, great.
So my question would probably be... This might be cheating, but this might be tactics. Can you head towards... Can you head towards an instrument?
Like, yes.
A particular one.
Yeah. But say it in narratively.
I think that I'm getting closer to where you are. I'm trying my best to scan your location, but I don't even know where I ended up. I think I can reach you if you meet me near any kind of particular instrument, like a musical device that I might be able to, I think I can get from where I am to where you are if we focus on that.
Yes, cool. Absolutely. I guess I'll listen to the episode later to confirm where I thought you were. but are you currently in the sector dedicated to old recording equipment?
I would say in a way, but I guess explicitly no.
Okay.
End of two. So now we each click twice, and we're going to then start round three.
The disaster round. Yeah, maybe in round three, like, in round two, the station, it was, like, under emergency, and now pieces are being jettisoned out, and it's important for us to connect to. Like, you've identified, we kind of have an idea of where the escape pods are, so we're trying to find each other and get out.
Yes, perfect. I'm at a tough... Wow.
I'm set.
Okay.
I'm set right now.
I feel good. Let's keep going.
Great.
All right, flipping a coin. Heads. That coin didn't really flip in the air.
It just went up and landed flat.
It did. I think people will hear it in the recording. So I am going to flip it again. Heads. Didn't cheat. No cheating. Okay. I am... The life support systems are failing in the station, so I have put on my breathing apparatus, which has a part I fix my lips to, and I have to manually contort how much oxygen and how much carbon dioxide, and basically filtering manually what's coming in and out, because this station, you know, we're not human beings. We operate, you know, with different needs. I am surrounded by these devices that in the heyday of this ship, there would have been dozens of us, maybe even hundreds of us working here. But as the falling of this Astral Library of Alexandria, maybe that's what the game's called, they are moving of their own accord in the zero G as I'm pushing myself toward where I think, as I can see in the record logs, the only functioning part anymore, where you're going as well.
Fuck, okay.
How's that?
It's great, except for the fact that we each have to click three times right now.
It's, yeah.
It's going to be cool because... New kind of problem.
We might get so far away and then hit each other.
Yeah. Because I think that I'm about to get to where you were.
That's cool.
So, click one.
There's one click.
Click to who?
There is a
click.
Second click.
Three.
Yeah, now I'm like, do I want to get to where I... Anyway.
This is an interesting challenge, because we're so close.
It's somewhat tactical. I'm thinking this is tactics. Shit, I need one more.
I think it would make sense. I think we're doing a good job of like describing the circumstance, but it almost requires us to then say like, what direction am I gonna head in?
Yeah, I mean, that's because you can't know three turns ahead,
right?
What your available clicks are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm set.
Okay. Same.
I guess I flip a coin.
Yeah, I was just waiting.
Heads again.
Okay.
Shit. Oh, now I have to actually think about shit.
Well, that means I will have the next one. Because...
Yeah, you'll have the final one.
Okay.
My breathing device is malfunctioning, and I am trying to get on the insides and fix what is going wrong here. And... I am because there is, oh my God, what would even be happening to fuck this up? I'm too nervous and it's myself. So I'm like not focusing on the dexterous movement of my fingers to purify the air correctly, so it is like affecting myself. So I have to consider the material that this thing is made of, which is not, you know, it has not been manufactured, it has not been seen in space. This is like an old Earth material. But it's bright and almost gold, but not quite. And I have to fix, because there is like microscopic pieces of the station is now like cutting through the station itself. So like we're now stuck in one of these orbits where all this detritus is like coming back and slicing through the station. So it's happening to my breathing device. So I have to consider the material type and fix it.
Wow. Okay. So I'm definitely where you were, or like I'm confident I'm where you were. And I have 3 clicks to get to where you are.
Yeah.
But I see it in 1. So now I have to work my way around this obstruction.
Interestingly, I see it in 1 also. So I'm also going to take the same loop. But that means later you will have to do something similar or... anyway. Uh-oh.
What the heck?
Oh, no. The blue link I expected to see on this page. Okay.
All right.
It is your turn.
Yeah. So I managed to, after your distress relay, just sort of by fate or luck come across a sort of like reference document that will actually be it's the information that you need to kind of clarify that breathing apparatus that and you know I grab onto it, I like wrap my fingers around the horn and I press these sort of switches to kind of hope to manually override the sort of devices that we're both wearing that are causing now this difficulty that we're having in retaining our ability to breathe and function in this distress. And I say to you in this sort of fleeting moment before we try to escape the last kind of chance that we have.
My head is in my hands right now.
to like, because we're in the same district, I think. So I just yell. It's not even over comms. It's through actual speech and just hoping that you're near enough to hear me to say, I wonder how explicit I want to be here or how I should be. Go towards the biggest port that you can from where you are, and I will see you there in 3 clicks.
Holy shit.
All right. And then the final, we do 3 clicks, and we see if we got to the same spot, or how close, I guess, we got to the same spot. You ready?
Biggest port. Yeah, I'm ready to click.
I could click once.
Oh, this is going to be hard because I see it on my first page.
Yep. I did too, and I knew I had to get there in 3.
How am I going to loop around and get this? This is so interesting.
Two okay. clicks. Three clicks.
First click. There's my first click. You got it in 3. Okay.
I am at least where I thought I might see you.
There's one click. Two clicks. Oh, three clicks.
Okay. I'm stood at the port, and I'm looking around, and the port is at the Wikipedia entry for a tuba.
Yes!
Yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Holy shit.
My god!
And we just embrace and dive into the tuba port, into the escape pod.
As a tuba sound happens.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Oh, that sounds like another episode of the Brain Trust Podcast, the strains of a tuba dying in a space station explosion.
Did you know a tuba is Latin for trumpet?
I fully misclicked earlier, and I got myself to a page that I didn't think had brass on it,
yeah.
And then I got to the page for trombone, and I'm just sitting on trombone, like, Adam thinks I'm at brass, but I'm at trombone, and so I'm gonna finesse it.
What was your first one? Do you have it?
I can go back. Let's see my history
to show how far we came, and you'll hear it in the edit too. But
okay, so. I'm just going to go to my history and then read it. I started with Otto Moosdorf, who was a member of a harmonic that played in Gewandhaus, which is like a German concert hall. Then I got to concert hall, classical, baroque, harmony, and then to Western culture, music industry, because I thought you were at compression, just the idea of compression.
Okay.
And then I got to musician, musical ensemble, horn section, brass, trumpet, jazz, Dixieland, trombone, baritone horn, tenor horn,
wow.
And then tuba.
Okay, here's my journey. I started at Rahim Uddin Barosha, a former Bangladesh Nationalist Party politician, and I worked my way through the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, the economy of Bangladesh.
Does seem like a stub, that first one.
It really is. He didn't really do very much. He died. Newsprint, printing press, screen printing, DIY. This is when I caught on to you being in music, so I went circuit bending, synthesizer, musical instrument, horn instruments. Then I did trumpet, piston, brass instrument, French horn, baritone horn, tuba.
Hell yeah.
Which is so cool.
Going to piston is such a scary...
Yes. That was the one where I was like, I think this will loop back around because I have to click three times. And
the whole looping around at the end when you can't, like, retrace your steps is so interesting.
Yeah, because you think, oh, I have three clicks, I'm going to make huge progress. But when the word that you want to click is on page one, you really have to make an excuse or find some weird detour, which I think works really fun in this, like, digital library that we're trying to navigate.
Yeah.
You know, there's the paths aren't straight. It's everything. It's all information. Pretty cool.
Well, that is a cool game that we made. We'll go ahead and type that up for you. Submit it to the Tech Jam happening right now on itch.io. Let me pull up that link really quick. That would be itch.io/jam/tech-jam-2-tactics. And you can find it on my Twitter, which is @will_jobst. And what else is up? I don't know.
Cyber Metal is a preview at pentagram.city.
Yes.
A great vanity URL. I was very happy with. That's it. That's all I'm working on right now.
Otherwise, come hang out at the Brain Trust Discord. It is popping off on the daily there. I played my first game of Aaron King's Funky Little Dudes, where I was Babu Frick. And that's just what we're getting up to there. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tell some friends, but otherwise... Oh, where can they find you on Twitter?
I'm at WC Game Co.
Cool. Yeah. Brain emoji. Handshake emoji. I gotta play the Fast and Furious game.
It's really good, actually. Obviously, if you have the affinity for the characters, it helps.
Yeah, I'll somehow draw within me an affinity for Vin Diesel. I'll figure that out as a personal project.